And with the first of the programmes in this, the new year, what better way to start it than with a whole bunch of new recordings? I'm Alan Ashton, and you're in tune to Organ First Radio. During December, Santa was kept very busy dropping new CDs down my chimney, and I'd like to share some extracts with you. But before we enjoy the first of them, let's get the show off to a very lively start with no less a personality than Horace Finch at the former Blackpool Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer with a couple of his own compositions, namely The Blackpool Express and Get Going. Express and Get Going, two compositions by Horace Finch, a superb organist and an equally superb instrument. Now, there is a tenuous link between that organ and the next artist, namely Gerry Allen. Jerry actually started out in life playing the cinema organ. He was but about 15 years of age, and the instrument in question was the Konica that was installed in the Regal Cinema Margate, until the day when Adolf put a bomb right through the building. It wasn't a reflection on young Jerry's playing, because by that time he'd temporarily moved from the area. Well, many years later, when I was broadcasting from Manchester, I invited Jerry to record a special live concert featuring the latest Hammond organ models at that time. By now, of course, the Empress Wurlitzer, which you've just heard, was in the Playhouse studio, which is where Jerry was to play. But despite all my efforts, I couldn't persuade him to record the Wurlitzer. Now, towards the tail end of last year, Rex Records released an interesting 27-track CD, which features some very early recordings that Jerry made, going right back to the days when he cut half a dozen or so tracks for the Decca Music While You Work label, with his original trio, which then comprised of piano, bass, and of course, Jerry on Hammond. A very lively toy trumpet played there by Jerry Allen and his trio. Well, the remaining 21 tracks on the CD feature later recordings, the bulk of which come from his first LP, and by now he's billed as Jerry Allen and his TV trio, which comprised of Alan Graham on vibes, Ken Ingerfield on bass, and Lana Rubin on drums, and of course Jerry once again on Hammond. Now, I've just spent a couple of months putting together a video which charts the life of Jerry Allen, and it can be seen on my web pages at www.gramophone.com, or alternatively, you can now access those pages from our very own MSS web pages. It's a fascinating story and will maybe tell you quite a lot more than you thought you knew about this great artist. In any event, I'll be returning to more music from this CD later in the show today. Now, a couple of listeners to these programmes have told me about some artists that they've seen on YouTube and suggesting that maybe I should have a listen to them for myself. The first is Alan McPike, who, as I'm sure you will have guessed, is up there from Bonnie, Scotland. So, what do we know about him? Well, his webpage indicates that he's been playing professionally since the age of 14, known nothing else but music, and acquired a love for wonderful songs and lyrics seldom heard now. He goes on to say, "My arrangements and knowledge of all the classic standards, along with my universally acclaimed keyboard playing, check out my videos on YouTube, bring these wonderful songs back to life with fresh, personal and sympathetic backing tracks for vocalists and musicians who look for something a bit different. I never blow my own trumpet, but I'm very good at what I do." So says Alan McPike, and I'm not about to argue with that, but instead give you a chance to judge for yourselves as Alan plays his own unique arrangement of Just In Time. Just In Time, an unusual big band and accordion sound arrangement by Scottish keyboard player Alan McPike, and taken from the CD of the same name. Believe me, take a look at his webpages and watch this guy play some more wonderful sounds. Most of which you've just heard was a mixture of Yamaha, Korg and Roland, but later in the show I'll be featuring something from another of his CDs on which the music is from the Hammond. Back now to the theatre organ, or to be more accurate, the Dome Brighton concert organ, played by the legendary John Mann. Apparently, it's always been John's dream to record this organ, and although the sound is not as instantly identifiable as it was back in the days when Douglas Reeve was the organist, John has paid particular attention to try and recreate that sound from an instrument that has undergone significant changes in recent years. The title of the CD is Marches, Waltzes and Musicals, and my only two negative comments are that John has recorded a few of the items before, albeit on electronics or other pipe organs, but by far worse are the two pages of sleeve notes which are full of spelling and grammatical mistakes. One sentence is so long that I gave up trying to make any sense of it. Anyway, the track that I hope you're going to enjoy is the beautiful Waldteufel waltz with the singular title of Dolores. Here's John Mann. Thank you. Chorus, beautifully played there by John Mann, and taken from his latest CD titled Marches, Waltzes and Musicals. And again, I'm pretty sure I'll be including another track later today. In the meantime, I wanted to include a track played by an organist I had the pleasure of working with back in my organ festival production days at Morecambe. His name was Lloyd Lewis, and he was born in the county of Bridport in Devon, and in his early years, well, they were spent being tutored on classical organ by Charles Palmer, the organist at St. Peter's Church in Bournemouth, and his theatre organ tuition was by Harold Coombs on the Compton organ in the Pavilion in the same town. Lloyd was a very quiet and unassuming kind of a guy, and we lost touch over the years. Anyway, a listener emailed me to say that Lloyd had passed away at the end of last year. Now, I don't know if he ever made any other recordings than the one cassette that he gave me, but if he did, I'd certainly like to know of them. The cassette, which has the unique title of Lloyd's Opening Account, and from it is the Duke Ellington classic Caravan, played on Versi Helios and Yamaha CE25. Played by Lloyd Lewis, who passed away in the latter part of last year. Someone else who was part of those early organ festival days was Trevor Bolshaw, and I was reminded of an occasion when several of us had the task of lifting the huge Wyvern touring organ on and off the stage. In fact, my back goes into spasms at the very thought of lifting that beast, because it was not built for portability, that's for sure. The huge wooden console houses the innards of what is a dual-purpose instrument capable of sounding theatrical as well as classical. Trevor Bolshaw knows the monster inside out, and he did make a few recordings on it some years back. Anyway, he's recently put together a compilation CD of some of those tracks, and 25 of them can now be heard on Melodies on the Move. Interestingly enough, about a third of the items are compositions or arrangements by fellow organists, so this in turn is an added bonus. Well, rather than favour one organist, I've chosen a very nice medley of four items which are all associated with that great singer, Al Bowley. See if you can remember the titles. Anyway, here's Trevor Bolshaw.
Thank you.
Bradley there, a tribute to Al Bowley. Close your eyes, brother, can you spare a dime? Did you ever see a dream walking? And Hold My Hand. Beautiful melodies of the kind that are rarely written today, and all brought to you by Trevor Bolshaw at the lovely Wyvern Touring Organ. And if you've any Christmas gift money over, might I suggest you use it to purchase a copy of this recording. Full details of this and all of today's recordings and new releases are on our accompanying web pages. Now, the name of another artist that I've been hearing about from several quarters in the past months is that of John Kyphon. And again, having looked at some of his YouTube videos, I can well understand why he's got such a following. His background? Well, it seems that an illness when he was 11 years of age was the time when he began to take an interest in the organ, and many years later he went on to become an organist on the Northwest of England club scene, in addition to forming a duo with his brother. Broadcasts began to come his way, and he was additionally employed by a large music house as a demonstrator for a whole range of instruments, many of which I hazard a guess he plays on his recordings. Certainly very impressive sounds and arrangements. Anyway, here's John Kyphon with We Don't Talk Anymore and The Only Way Out.
Thank you.
We Don't Talk Anymore and The Only Way Out. A couple of numbers from the perennial Peter Pan of pop, Cliff Richards, played on multi-keyboards by John Kyphin. Recently, I exchanged some vintage recordings with John Leeming, the editor of the Cinema Organ Society magazine. It seems we both have an affection for the rather unique sound and style that will be forever associated with the German organist Gerhard Gregor, and so John suggested it might be a nice idea to include a track. So here goes, and this is taken from an old broadcast.
Always, von Irving Berlin mit Gerhard Gregor an der Orgel.
Played on a mixture of pipes and Hammond organ by Gerhard Gregor at the NDR Studios Funkorgel. I suppose you could say Gregor was the Brian Sharp of Germany, because our Brian also had a very happy knack of combining pipes and electronics too, as on this 1984 recording that he made at the Sanford Park Holiday Centre, which is located now, minus the Christie organ, between Bournemouth and Swanage in Dorset.
Thank you.
Music from Ivor Novello's Glamorous Night, beautifully woven together on a mixture of Christie Pipe Organ and Technics Pro 90 and E66 electronic organs, plus a Kawai grand piano and, of course, some of Brian's synthesizers. Now, approximately 80 miles from where that recording was made over a quarter of a century ago is the Royal Borough of Brighton, and it's there that we find John Mann once again with another track from his latest CD titled Waltzes, Marches and Musicals. This time it's the stirring march, Old Comrades. March, played by John Mann at the Dome Brighton Organ. And continuing with a second chance to hear tracks from this month's selection of new recordings, we take a flying visit back up to Scotland to hear Alan McPike, who this time is seated at a Hammond B3, all set to give the big band treatment to the George Harrison ballad, Something. Thank you. Something, taken from Alan McPike's CD titled Georgia on My Mind. And you can check out Alan's webpages and a whole host of his videos simply by going to info@standardstracks.com, the spelling of which is on the video screen right now. Okay, let's slow the mood right down and return to the demo tracks which John Kyfing kindly sent me. And together, we're going to go on a musical pilgrimage. Peregrination, or in other words, the pilgrimage, played there by John Kyfing. And I'm rather hopeful that in the not-too-distant future you might be able to purchase John Kyfing's CDs from the super-efficient mail-order service that MSS Studios pride themselves in providing. Certainly with talent such as John Kyfing possesses, it's deserving of a much wider outlet. One of my favourite theatre organists is Kevin Morgan, and I know he's a very popular figure on the concert and festival circuit. Well, here's a track from a series of CDs which were compiled by Ian King, the guy who is responsible for the technical side of our monthly shows, ensuring that they get loaded up to the internet for your enjoyment. Anyway, Ian gathered together a lot of tracks, many of them now of a historical nature, and produced a set of three CDs with the thematic titles of Romance, Best of British, and Movie Magic. Well, from the latter, this is Kevin Morgan at the Witten House Compton Organ, and a tune that will be forever associated with comedian Norman Wisdom, who passed away last year. Laugh at Me, Memories There of Norman Wisdom, played at the Witten House Compton Organ by Kevin Morgan. And with that, we're almost at the end of the show this month, but not before I return to the CD by Jerry Allen, one of the most sadly missed of electronic organists. As explained at the beginning of the show, this CD comprises of some very rare 78s, as well as some delightful numbers which Jerry and the trio recorded as the Allen Tones, but the bulk of the items come from the first LP that he made with the famous TV Trio, which all those of you who remember the ATV programme Lunchbox will recall that he and the boys played a very active part in. In fact, Jerry was the co-host with actress Nola Gordon. Well, that original LP featured compositions that each member of the trio had composed, and this one, which is going to take us out of the show this month, is ascribed to bass player Ken Ingerfield, and is simply called Ken's Tune. Anyway, with the sound of the greatest UK Hammond organ trio that ever existed, I'm going to leave you in the company of the Jerry Allen TV Trio and say goodbye until next month.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.